Hey, everybody. What's up, babies? What it is, what it do? Come on in, come on through. Listen, y'all. Okay, because look, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. It was 2:22 the first time that I hit record. Honey, I got up with a purpose on a mission today. And you know, that beautiful, beautiful cleansing that happens for us divine feminines every month, okay? You know, it took me down real quick, so I had to get back up swinging, but I am here today, and I'm so happy and so grateful for y'all being here. And look, y'all, today what I want to talk to you about, and listen though, for all of my ladies that don't know yet, real quick, for all of my ladies that don't know yet, our periods are in sync with the moon, okay? If you're disgusted by hearing the word period or talking about period or learning about periods and you're a divine masculine on here, well, first off, you're probably not really a divine masculine, for the simple fact that real divine masculines honor and cherish a woman's body and the way that it works. And for my ladies, I don't know, this is not a part of my message, but for my ladies, if you have a masculine around you, or you want to see if he is, you know, a good guy for you or something, listen, if he gets disgusted by you being on your period, if he gets queasy or makes you feel weird or anything about your period, that is not your divine masculine, okay? Periods are actually worshipped in certain cultures, but I'll go into that at another time. But yeah, real quick, the full moon is coming up on the 18th, I believe, and today is the 16th. So my ladies that have started their period on yesterday, today, tomorrow, you're cramping, you know, start marking your calendars. You guys need to be paying attention. If you need, you know, one-on-one mentoring, let me know. You know, I'll talk to you. We'll do a consultation. And then, you know, all of that good stuff. But listen, you guys, I just wanted to get that out the way because the full moon is coming. And if you have been PMSing or anything like that, you know, that is the reason for it. But get that under control. Drink a lot of water, all of that. Today, we're going to be talking about the paradigm. Okay. This is pretty much more for my advanced listeners that have been tuning in for these past like 2.5 years for my mentoring and things like that, and also for, you know, our new members that are joining in and are wanting to change their entire life, change the people that they attract into their lives, change the opportunity, the opportunities that you're attracting into your life, change your ability to be able to manifest and attract new relationships that better fit you and things like that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know that all starts with your paradigm. Okay. So getting on into this message, it's 2:34 PM, 2:34 gang. Okay. So first off, your paradigm, you know, it's just like a program on your computer, okay? Your mental program that has complete control over your habitual behavior, okay? That computer program is going to work exactly how you program it until you change it. And let me tell y'all something. Some of y'all have been programmed by your grandmother, your aunts, your uncles, your mama, your daddy, your Caribbean background, your heavily religious background, you know, your upbringing, what you were born into. And you have been programmed and you've been playing this game your entire life. You've been moving this way your entire life. In all actuality, some of y'all don't even feel wholeness and happiness inside of you because you are playing the program that somebody else has created and not living for your own self. So I'm going to give you guys the tea and I'm going to, you know, help you with learning how to reprogram yourself today. All right. So I want you guys to go ahead and, you know, If you rolled up already, you know, you go ahead and, you know what I'm saying? And if you haven't rolled up already, go ahead and do your thing, right? Get that herbal tea, get that herbal tree, pull your notes out. It's time to, you know, get educated, all right? So first things first, you guys, I want you guys to know something about me. For my new people, first off, I want to give a shout out to you guys real quick. First off. Now, I want to give a shout out to all of our new members that are new here. I appreciate you guys joining the village. We're all going to be living on the same street, in the same neighborhoods, in the same city one day, growing our own vegetables and having farms, and our kids are going to feel safe and happy playing outside and all types of stuff soon, okay? So, just know that the village is coming soon and it's manifesting quickly, and I'm proud to be a part of something so huge. And you know, so if you're new here, welcome to the family, welcome to the tribe. You know, if you guys are interested in me starting a Facebook group for this so we can have our conversations and group talks and things, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more than happy to do that and serve you guys, okay? Real quick, take a drink of water, okay? Because somebody ain't been drinking water. And for my ladies, with this full moon and getting your goddess energy flowing, okay, you need to be drinking water to flush everything that no longer serves you, okay? Real quick. Oh my God, I wonder if y'all can hear me swallowing. Sorry, y'all. Well, not really. That's just what happens. Okay. Fresh water. Gotta stay ready with the spring water. Okay. Anyways, you guys. So our paradigm is a program that, since we were in our mother's womb, to be quite honest, that root chakra started activating, you know, when we were in our mother's wombs, whoever carried us, our root chakra was activated, and the same for your mother. So a lot of the habits or things that you do, things that your mother saw or, you know, went through while carrying you, or, you know, as many nights as she cried, you know what I'm saying? And think about this for my moms and my dads. This is the same thing for your kids. Okay, so when we're carrying these babies, or when you have a woman carrying your baby, you guys need to be in a peaceful state. That's not even what, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a message for somebody out of this message. So take what resonates, guys. So your mental program, you know, it has all of these things that it's made up of from when you were inside of the womb. Some things your mom or your dad or your uncle or somebody probably tell you, oh my God, you do that just like your dad. Oh my God, you do that just like your mama. You know what I'm saying? Oh wow, you have the mentality just like your daddy used to have. Some of y'all never, you know, met your dad. My mom tells me all the time, wow, you just did this face just like your dad. And me and old dude, we not like that. You know, I don't really know him personally on a real close basis. So it just goes to show you how programming really works, you know what I'm saying? So there are only two ways to change your paradigm, okay? That comes from repetition and also emotional impact. All right? So, you know, a paradigm is always going to continue to give you the same exact results the same exact way, okay? If a computer program is created and it has been fully evaluated, or the tests have been ran and things like that, and it's been perfected and it has been put out, it is going to continuously run the same way over and over and over and over again until that program is upgraded or whatever, okay? And that is exactly how you maneuver. Some of y'all have been programmed into thinking that, you know, you want to do certain things with your life, and in all honesty, that's not really what you want to do. You know, some of y'all have been programmed to think that if you chase the dream that you really have, that you're not going to make any money, you're not going to be successful, there's nobody around you that does that, you know. You don't want to be the black sheep anymore. You don't want to be the one that disappoints your parents, or, you know, you've already been the black sheep and you don't want to do anything else that makes you stand out. Listen, fuck that shit. Okay. You need to start reprogramming your mind. Some of y'all need to go into isolation. Figure out yourself. Figure out what you love. Figure out what you want to do. Even if you can only go into isolation for 30 minutes a day, 45 minutes a day. I'm a mother. I get it. You know, it's me and my son right now. And so, you know, so my man come along or whatever. But, you know, I get it. Some of us do not really have a lot of alone time. You know, I be having to tell my son sometimes, like, look, mama needs some time. I'm about to record a podcast or I'm about to do this, you know. It's okay, you know. There are people in the world who are so incredible and such geniuses, and they're so talented. But then, you know, they're caught up in these jobs that don't even, you know, show their worth. They don't even, you know, show who they really are. Some people are so programmed into this, you gotta have a degree. Some people think that them having a degree, oh, I got my bachelor's, I got my master's, I got this, I got, and it makes them feel like they're better than others. Yet at the same time, a lot of those people are still not getting paid what they thought that they would get paid. A lot of those people are still not fulfilled, still not happy. You know what I'm saying? They didn't even go to school for something that they really loved. They went to school for something that sounded good, or looked like it was going to make them a lot of money, or, you know, had a good rate of when you graduate or whatever the hell. Okay. Let me tell you something. If you ain't got no degree, you don't have no GED, you don't have no diploma, you're a felon. And if you know anybody that fits into those categories, send them this right now. Copy and paste the link if you're still listening. And if you decide that you're not going to copy and paste this link and send it to at least 3 people and you're being selfish, don't worry. It's going to come back. Some of y'all going to need some information about something, and everything always works out. So don't be selfish and don't block your blessing or somebody else's blessing or advancement. You never know how you can change and heal somebody's life, or be the piece to somebody else's puzzle. That's why I do this every day for free. I'm up here doing what I have to do because this is my calling. I am a light. You know, God knew the plan for me before I was even placed into a nutsack. Okay. Y'all get the gist, okay? Your kids shouldn't be on here anyways. You know, this is an adult show. We'll have a kids channel and later down the line, you know? But seriously, though, guys, there's so many people that are caught up into, oh, well, this is the only way, or, you know, oh, I'm not good enough if this doesn't happen, or whatever. It's not true. It's not true. Okay, so go ahead and get that out of your mind. Okay, that's going to be your first step to reprogramming yourself and changing your own paradigm. Okay, that's it and that's all. So now, next, what you guys need to know is that if you don't like the results that you're getting, if you don't like the amount, the type of friends that you've been attracting, if you don't like the type of men that you keep attracting, first of all, stop, please. Oh my God, this makes my ass itch when people do this, bro. I get on social media and then they talk about how women ain't shit, men ain't this. You know, it's the ones that you're attracting. It starts with you. It starts with your paradigm. It starts with your mindset. Yes, a lot of us have been in situations where we have gotten hurt and, you know, it has left a scar or damaged, or it placed a brick in the wall of our, you know, that we put up to shield our hearts. For one, you need to go ahead and make sure that your you need to make sure your heart chakra is open. You have to freely be able to accept and give love in order for new friendships, new love, new business opportunities, and new money and old money to flow in and out with ease, okay? Some of y'all, it's so hard for you because you don't realize how powerful and sharp your tongue is. You continuously speak on your old story, on those old friends. Some of y'all are still hurt by it, and that's why you're not even able to accept the new end. You're not even able to accept the fact that you are worthy of amazing friendship, lifelong friendship where, you know, you could trust your homeboys and with your wife, you could trust your homegirls with your husband, or, you know, you can have an amazing diverse group of friends and you guys all help each other without feeling like, oh, they're gonna be jealous, or oh, they're not gonna support me, or no, that is not real freaking life. I'm sorry to tell you, a lot of y'all grew up in these environments where that is normal. I've been in environments where that type of shit was normal, and it's not freaking normal, okay? So go ahead and take a deep breath in through your nose real quick and out through your mouth. Go ahead and hit the gas if you need to, okay? Y'all should already have it rolled up. Until you change your subconscious mind, your subconscious programming, the results will not change. If you don't like your results, you need to trace back the actions of the results, see what you're doing, and it's time to make a change. Doing the same thing over and over. It's kind of like, you know, some of y'all be dating the same dude over and over and over again in different bodies. And then you're like, oh my God, they did the same thing that my last did, but probably worse, because you saw the red flags. You felt the comfortability. Some of y'all are so comfortable with toxicity because that's what you saw growing up at home. That was your example of a healthy, happy relationship, sticking it out for years and years and years just because y'all got history, y'all had love for each other. But in all honesty, y'all gonna kill each other or hate each other just because y'all sticking around for the kids or the memories or money. Ooh, chow, baby. But anyways, I ain't even gonna go there with y'all. I'm gonna hit the gas real quick, you know what I'm saying? But you have to change your mindset. You have to change your paradigm. This computer program, you are the engineer behind this construction, okay? You are the engineer behind it all. So in order to make that change, you have to be the change. You have to change what you're listening to. The repetition. I go to sleep to affirmations every night. My son sleeps in the bed with me. He go to sleep listening to him too. Shoot, if I'm a change, you gonna change. Sometimes, you know, even when I'm just around the house cooking or whatever I'm doing, I have affirmations playing in the background. Your subconscious mind being reprogrammed is what's going to make your body and your actions just start following through what needs to get you to where you're at. So if you start programming your mind to believe, I deserve to live in a penthouse 22 floors up in the sky with a garage in my penthouse that just takes me down and up, you know, like I'm on The Incredibles or something. If you are continuously listening to things and watching things and you have it on your vision board and you say your affirmations daily, you go to sleep when your subconscious mind is most active. I'm sorry, your subconscious mind is most able to soak in that knowledge and soak in the new information. When you go to sleep to those things, your body is able to be still and not be thinking about all these other thoughts at one time and relax. You're able to reprogram and take certain things out and put new certain things in. And once you wake up, your body, after you pray and you meditate, your body tells you, hey, go move this couch. You don't really know why. You know, you're like, damn, I'm trying to meditate. You know, I want to get the message. You know what I'm saying? But I'm thinking about moving the couch. That is your subconscious mind. That is your body. That is spirit. That is your ancestors telling you this is what you need to do so you can get the feng shui and get a little bit more clarity. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that you are allowing yourself to reprogram your mind, okay? Even when it comes to the way that you look at love, even when it comes to the way that you look at opportunities of money, the shortages of money, there's no such thing as a shortage of money. Everything is an energy. And once you guys realize that, the less worry that you'll have, because you'll be able to manifest large, huge amounts of lump sums of money. You'll be able to manifest cars. You'll be able to manifest opportunities with people, celebrities. You'll be able to manifest, you know, you see somebody in a room that you want, you won't even have to do too much. Your energy, your aura, you'll be able to manifest, you'll be able to attract them into your life. And you know, your subconscious mind, I'm gonna start going real deep on here for y'all, because y'all really been hanging and rocking with me, but I'm gonna dive deeper into it later. I don't want this to be too long, but listen, you know, you already know that your conditioning starts in your mother's womb, you know, your root chakra. So when you were born, you became programmed to everything around you. You became a product of your environment. So what I want y'all to know is, shoot, changing my paradigm, it transitioned me out of the military. Before I got out, every single day when I would go to work, you know, I just started listening to these affirmations that I heard. And I was like, man, this sounds so good. And, you know, I would, sometimes I would be like, damn, how did I get to work already? Like, you know, I wouldn't even remember the drive. I would just remember what I was seeing in my mind, you know, what I was attracting into my life. And I manifested this house, you know. I was able to transition out of the Army. I was able to reprogram my mind to the point where, you know, depression and anxiety and PTSD and all of that other stuff was no longer crippling me. You know, it, and I couldn't tell people at first, like, how it all happened, but, you know, I had that dark night of the soul. I had that tower moment. I had that moment where, it seemed like back then everything was really falling apart, but it was all falling into place in all actuality, you know. Changing my paradigm, it repelled certain friends out of my life. And not all the friends that I'm no longer close to are people that were bad people, you know. They were just around people that were bad people, and I had to disconnect myself, you know what I'm saying? And it was hard for me, but my subconscious mind made everything possible, you know, and also my ancestors and, you know, God. You know, when you pray for certain things, and you do certain things, or you ask for certain things, make sure that you are ready to walk along and enjoy the journey and enjoy the process as it goes. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, that number one, to change your paradigm, repetition of doing new things, repetition of listening over and over to things that you watch, things that you want in your life. Watch some Disney movies. Watch things that make you tap into your childlike energy. A repetition of good eating. A repetition of drinking water. A repetition of listening to affirmations when you go to sleep. Listening to affirmations while you're brushing your teeth, washing your face, or saying affirmations to yourself. You know, doing mirror work and telling yourself how much you love you or how beautiful you are. Even if you don't look like it, you better fake it till you motherfucking make it. Do you understand me? Period. Now, I want you guys to know that this is a time that you need to surrender in this moment, okay? Any resentments, it's time for you to forgive others for their shortcomings, and you know, you just have to keep pushing towards the positive, okay? Surrender the procrastination. Jump on a goal and do not put it off. Taking action is what's going to attract success into your life. Change your paradigm. Put intention into the way that you do things, okay? And also surrender to your creativity. You all have creativity. It doesn't matter what you do, okay? We all have genius in us somewhere in some place. You need to be the one to master it, all right? Surrender to that. I want you guys to let your imagination soar and take off. Stay open to all of the ideas that you have, that you dream about. As soon as you wake up, if you've had a great dream, write it out. If you don't have a nightlight or whatever, get your phone. Do not get on social media when you wake up in the morning. For I don't know who that's for, but stop getting on your phone first thing and getting on social media to scroll your TL and all this other stuff if you have not done a cleansing of your social media. A lot of y'all have BS ass people on your social media still, and you see that first thing in the morning. It's not good. But listen, draw out your dreams, write it out, okay? Stay open to any ideas. God is going to send people into your life that are going to give you ideas. They're going to give you guidance. You don't know who your walking earth angels are. Pay attention. There are going to be path angels coming into your life. And that is also how you can start teaching your kids about spirituality. You know, I'll go dive into that deeper later. If y'all want me to, let me know. You know, I'm only going to do the videos or the talks that you guys want, that you really need. So let me know, okay? But you're going to have path angels as you go out. You'll meet random certain people in your life that you never met before. And they might drop a gem, or they might drop something, some type of value. Or they might be somebody to say, hey, you know, I know somebody that does this, this, and that, you know, and I'm going to tap you in with them. You never know what's going to happen. So we need to give gratitude and be grateful and pay attention. Surrender to the universe, to surrender to what God created for you and I. God is within us, okay? You have access to everything. So surrender to your creativity. Stay open to all of the ideas about how to pursue your dreams and solve a problem in the universe, okay? Surrender to inner peace daily. You need to have quiet meditative moments. Focus on stillness within, okay? Enjoy it. You need to do that, okay? Stop playing it small. Surrender to your full power. Stop playing it small. You're not meant to fit in that box with your old homeboys and your old cousins and old dude that you grew up with since the third grade. You're clearly different from them. You are clearly different from that group of friends that you're still hanging with, sis. You know that the conversations that y'all be having, you don't really resonate with no more, but you're still wanting to fit in this tiny ass box. Some of y'all don't even resonate with your family anymore. You need to break out, break away, branch out. Stop being so afraid to soar just because they make you feel like you're going to fail. You're not. You have guardian angels with you, and they're guiding you. Surrender to your full spirit and your full power, and stop playing it small. Activate your solar plexus energy. Get that balanced and unblocked, and allow yourself to shine from within so that you are going to attract everything. Money is going to think you're sexy as fuck, period. Okay? People are going to think you're sexy as fuck, period. I know everywhere that I go, a certain thing is going to happen because that's just who I am, you know? And last but not least, surrender to spirit. Turn it over to God. You know, once I've done everything that I can, I'm going to let the magic work. I'm going to let you do your thing, God. I'm going to let you, and I'm going to continue to reprogram my subconscious mind so that my body will naturally just glide into the things that I need to do. It's going to naturally repel certain people out of my life, or naturally, you know, just make new opportunities come, even though I just got turned down for an opportunity last week type shit. Yeah, that was for somebody. Surrender, okay? Also, you guys need to love and forgive. There's somebody in some of y'all's life that you haven't forgive, forgiven for something that they've done. Some of y'all, cruel, disgusting things have happened to you as a child, and I just want to let you know that I love you, and I'm so grateful that you're here today. You are going to be the reason that somebody does not take their life, because you can tell your story. You are going to be the reason that generational curses in your family are broken, because one day you're going to be strong enough to speak up. One day you're going to be strong enough, and your eyes are going to be open enough to realize that you're the shit and you are not where you come from. And this is not for people that have the most amazing, perfect background, okay? And just take it as it resonates. But this is your time. In order for you to heal from the disgusting or hurtful things that you have bared, went through, you have to forgive, not for them or whatever, but forgive for you. Forgive for your ability to attract and accept love that we deserve. We're not put here to be alone. We're not put here not to love people, not to have sisterhood and brotherhood and march deep for love and peace and generosity and helpfulness and loyalty. That is not a thing. We have to reprogram ourselves and show others how to reprogram themselves so that the world can be a better place and people can be accepted for what's on the inside and not what's on the outside. It don't matter. All of that, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. Okay? And we're all here on this journey together. You know? And whoever hurt you, don't worry, your ancestors is whooping that ass, okay? Or they already got that ass whooped, or some of them have signed contracts in the spiritual realm that they're going to have to see karma for, you know? And that doesn't have anything to do with you, and please do not feel bad, period, 3131. But I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that, you know, you got some amazing value. And if you're still listening, thank you so much. I want you to screenshot this and tag me. And you know, here go my dog barking. Screenshot this and tag me on your Instagram story or on your Facebook timeline, and you know, just tell people about this, because it's time to really change the world, and we got to get up, we got to go out, and we got to do something. I almost did not do this podcast today, but I feel like somebody needed this, and I'm grateful to be able to be a voice for y'all. And you know, a lot of people think that just because a lot of us are a preface, that we don't have wisdom inside of us, so we don't have value, or you know, we're not intellectual people, and that's cap. Okay, so we're changing the paradigms of ourselves and the universe so that we can all come together, and all these hateful, disgusting, dirty, grimy people that live in darkness, or not even darkness, because darkness is not an evil thing. I want y'all to know that darkness is creativity. I'll go deeper into that later too, but we're gonna bring more light and love into the world, and not so much hate and envy, should I say. All right, but I love you guys. Happy hump day to y'all. Have a great day. If you're going to be at South by Southwest this week, let me know. Let's connect. Let's tap in with each other. If you're open and looking for collaborations or sponsorship or branding, and you would like to do that, I will, you know, inbox me. I'll let you know my pricing. But besides that, everything here is free game. I love you guys. Have a great day.